Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's chapter from the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is the seventh chapter of Hilchas Avel, the Laws of Mourning. This parak contains eight halachas and speaks about different situations in which a person does not have to keep the entire Shiva, 7-day and 30-day mourning periods, and special cases of mourners such as a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, and a melech, a king. Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter, Halacha Aleph. In this halacha, the Rambam speaks about the general difference between what is called a shmua kreva, when one has heard about the death of a relative shortly after it actually happened, and a shmua recheika, when one only heard about it a long time after it happened. Halacha Aleph. Misha bolu shmua shameis le korev. A person that heard that his relative died. Im b'seich shleishim yem higia shmua. If he heard about it within 30 days, and afilu yem shleishim atzmei, even if it was heard on the 30th day itself, harezu shmua kreva. This is called a shmua kreva, a recent notification. V'chayev linag shiva yemei aveilois meyem shehigia shmua. And the person must keep the 7 days of mourning from the moment that he was notified. And therefore, v'kereya, he tears kriya, tears the clothing, u'meinah shleishim le'esarat yisperes im shavad dvorim. And then counts the 30 days for the shleishim mourning period, as far as the prohibition of cutting hair, as well as the other things, which the Rambam listed in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, all the things in which a mourner is forbidden from doing the 30 days of mourning. And Klala Shel Dover, the general principle is, Yem Shmuaso Akreva Kiyem Akvura, that the day in which a recent notification was heard is exactly like the day of burial. Although the relatives in the vicinity where the person passed away have already finished their 7 days, their days of Shiva, for this person he must start his Shiva over from the beginning since he first heard, and it is a Shmua Kreva, it is less, 30 days or less from the time of death. If, however, the notification reached after 30 days has passed, this is called a later notification. And therefore the mourning is only for 1 day. And the person does not tear kriya, does not tear the clothing. It's as if the day of notification is itself considered the 7th day of mourning as well as the 30th day of mourning. As the commentaries explain, as if part of the day counts for the Shiva, the 7th day, and part of the day counts for the Shleishim, the 30th day. And a little bit of the day is considered like the entire day, as the Rambam will explain later in the Perek. As far as laws of mourning are concerned, as long as some of the day is kept as a mourning period, the entire day is also considered as part of the count. Therefore, the person counts only 1 day, and it is if they have kept the entire days of Shiva as well as the entire days of Shleishim, even by keeping a small bit of the day in which the person heard. The Rambam says here, without any qualification, that a person does not tear Kriya, implying, as is seen from other places in the Rambam as well, that even for a father and mother, the person would not tear Kriya. However, in Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha has decided, like the Rif, that on a mother and father one tears the clothing even on a Shmua Recheika. Halacha Beis. In connection with the end of Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam said on a Shmua Recheika, if the hearing after 30 days, after the death, one keeps only a small part of the day in Miktus Hayim Kekule. So the Rambam now asks, Ketzed Miktus Hayim Kekule. How exactly is this law that a little bit of the day is considered as if the entire day has been observed? So the Rambam says, Kivin Shinaga Velus, Sha'achas, once this person who heard the Shmua Recheika has kept the mourning even for 1 hour for a short time, as specified in the halacha that even if the person did one act of mourning, Ki'ilu Nag Kolayim Kulay, it is as if the entire day has been spent in mourning. And therefore, the person is allowed to wear shoes, wash the body, anoint, and cut the hair the rest of the day. And so too, in everything else, the person is allowed, once he has done one act, or has kept part of the day in mourning period. Here again, the Rambam does not differentiate between the entire, keeping the shleishim and so on, between a mother and father and any other relative. However, the Ramban holds that for a mother and father, one would keep the 30 days of mourning period even on Shmua Recheika. And so too, the Halacha has decided in Shulchan Aruch that this idea that Rambam mentions here only applies to other relatives, Miktus Hayim Kekulei. and one keeps only one day, whereas for a mother and father, even on a Shmur Rechaikim, one would keep the Shleshim. Halacha Gimel. Misha Bolle Shmur Kareva Basecha Regel Oy Beyam Shabbos. Someone that heard a Shmur Kareva, that it was still within 30 days, let's say it was the 30th day, after the death of the relative, and if this day fell out in the middle of a holiday, it fell out Yom Tov, or on Shabbos, and the law is that one does not observe morning practices on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, la'achar Shabbos, la'achar regel nasis rechayka. After Shabbos passes, or after the Yom Tov passes, the person would be called a shmur rechayka. It would be after 30 days already. So Rambam mentioned in Halacha Aleph, even the 30th day itself would still be called a shmur kareva, a recent notification. But let's say the 30th day fell on Shabbos. So on the one hand, we say that Shabbos is not a day of mourning. One cannot mourn on Shabbos. So we might think it does not count as part of the 30, and the 30th day would be after. The Rambam says, no, oilalei. It does count as the 30th day, and therefore the ein aneik la'achra regal or la'achra Shabbos eliyim echad bilvad. After the Yom Tov or after Shabbos, one only keeps one day of mourning. Umiktas hayim kekule, and a little bit of the day counts for the entire day. Kamosher biyarno, as we explained in the previous halacha. Therefore, although the day itself was the 30th day of mourning, the 30th day since the person had passed away, nevertheless, since after the Shabbos is the first opportunity to keep the morning practices, it is called a Shmur Rechaika, and one keeps only a small part of the day and accounts for both the 7th and 30th days, as the Rambam mentioned at the end of Halacha Aleph. Halacha Dalet. In this halacha, the Rambam differentiates not so much between the Shmur Krev and the Rechaika, about the time the notification was reached, but rather in the location where this particular mourner was when the relative passed away. Misha Meisle Korei V'le Yoda Ad Shabbo. A person whose relative died, and he did not realize until he actually came to that place. He came to visit his relative and found the relative had passed away. Im Hoya B'mokam Korei V'shehu Mahalech Asora Parsois. If the person lived close to this relative, within 10 parses, she'efcha she'yoveh b'yamechot, therefore it was possible for the person to come in one day, as the Gemara says, that this is an average span of distance that one person can cover in a day, 10 parses. So if he lived within a one-day journey, then afilu bo b'yema shvi, even if he came on the 7th day of the mourning period, if the people are coming to be menachem avol, to comfort the mourner, by the one who is the leader of the household, in that case, even though those that are mourning are getting ready to stand up, meaning they're about to get out of their shiva, as they have sat shiva in the morning of the 7th day, and miktas hayim kukule, a little bit is considered like the entire day. So they're about to get up. Nevertheless, hayilu mota menachmin, since he found that there are people there, still being menachem avol, oilulay, it counts for him, the shiva counts for him, and he does not have to count his own shiva, since he got there for part of the 7th day, and he was close enough to them, only one day's journey away, therefore he can count shiva together with them, even though he only came the last day. So they have sat the entire 7 days, and he will sit only one part of one day. And he will count together with them for the remainder of the shleshim of the 30-day period. However, that's only if he found people there, menachemim, people that were comforting the mourner. If he did not find people there to comfort the mourner, he should count for himself, meaning even if he came on the 7th day, since there are no longer any people there, he must count that as the first day of his shiva, since that's the first day he found out. The kainim hoye b'makom rochek, and so too, the same thing applies if he was far away, more than 10 parses. In such a case, afilu b'yem sheinim anil atme shiva u'shleishim yem shabba. Even should he have come on the 2nd day after the person passed away, he still must count his own personal shiva, his 7 days and 30 days, beginning from the moment that he came, from the day that he came. That since he was so far away, it would have been impossible for him to join in with the beginning of the morning period, since he lives more than a 1 day's journey away, therefore he cannot join in with their counting, he must make his own personal count. Halacha Hei. Avol b'shleisha yom marishenim the mourner in the first 3 days of his mourning period, is not allowed to go even to the house of another mourner. In other words, not only is he not allowed to leave, even for a purpose which is consistent with his mourning, he is also not allowed to go. However, mikan ve'elach, from then on, after the first 3 days, ha'elech ve'ena yeshiv b'mokam ha'menachemin, ela b'mokam ha'misnachemin. He can go, but he should not sit together with those that are comforting the mourner, rather sit together with those that are being comforted, since he himself is mourning. V'lo yeitzer l'mokam achem yipesach beisei kol Shabbos rishena. And he may not leave from his house the entire first week. Shniya, let's say the second week. Yeitzer v'eina yeshiv b'mkemei. He is allowed to leave the house, but he may not sit in his normal place. This certainly refers to where he usually sits in the Beis HaKnesses, in the shul. There are opinions about whether this applies to the rest of the places he normally goes as well. Shlishis, should it be the third week? Yeshiv v'mkemei v'eina medaber kedarkei. He is allowed to even sit in his regular place, however he may not speak normally. He should speak much less than usual, he should be mamayit b'diburei. There are those that say, incidentally, that should he wish to speak normally, he can do so as long as he does not sit in the normal place. In other words, he has a choice of not sitting in his normal place or changing his speech. He must change something. Revi'is harihu kacholodim. And by the fourth week, as far as this speaking and where he sits is concerned, he is considered like everyone else and does not have to change anything. Those that explain the reasons for the mitzvahs explain the purpose for this is that just as in the case of an accidental murderer, the punishment the Torah orders is that of golus, of going into exile, as a means of atonement for this unintentional murder, so too the person that is mourning feels some indirect responsibility perhaps for the person that passed away, and therefore his slight degree of golus, of going into exile, which he himself practices, is in terms of action, that since he has to change himself in a certain way, this is also considered like exile, and this will be his atonement should he have needed any. Halacha Vav. Kohen Gadol chayiv b'chol divrei aveilus. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, was required to keep all mourning practices, except for the following. Elisha also loyli kareya begod of lamaila, except he is forbidden from tearing his clothing on the top of his clothing, as a regular person does. The Kohen Gadol rather tears on the bottom of his clothing. Well, the gadol pera, he is not allowed to let his hair grow long. The Lord says achara mita, and also to go after the casket, to follow literally the bed, meaning what the dead person was being carried away in. And everyone comes to his house in order to comfort him. Instead of him following the funeral procession to the graveyard, he stays rather in his house, and everyone comes to his house to comfort him. When they give him the first meal after the burial, the Sudas Havra, as the Rambam discussed earlier, in Perek Dalit, everyone else sits on the ground, whereas he sits on a bench. And the people, when they comfort him, say that we are your atonement. In other words, anything, any possible act which will serve as an atonement for you should rather be suffered by us, that we are your atonement. And he answers them, Tizboruchu min ha-shamayim, may you be blessed from the heavens. This is as far as others coming to comfort him. The im rotzel l'nachem acherim, if he comes to comfort others, ha-mamunim m'matzei b'sei ha-om. The mamunim, meaning the second in command to the Kohen Gadol, the Sgan ha-Kohenim, stands in the middle between him and the rest of the people. In other words, accompanies the Kohen Gadol. Va'emer lahem, and he says, Tanuchamu, that may you be comforted. Halacha Zayin. V'kein ha-melech chayev b'chol divrei avelus. So too, the king also must keep all mourning practices, except for the following. Except that he does not leave the palace in order to follow the funeral procession, and certainly not after other deceased people. In other words, even after his own relative, it does not go. Certainly after someone else, it is not his relative. And so too, he does not comfort mourners. Whereas the Kohen Gadol can, the king should not. And now the Rambam takes care of a question someone could possibly have from looking at Tanakh, that it says in Shmuel Beis, Perakim, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Va'melech David Heilach Achrei Amita, that it once happened that King David, went after a funeral procession. Whereas over here the Rambam says that one does not go after, the king does not follow a funeral procession. So the Rambam says, V'lo yotze David achar Avner, that David did not follow after the burial of Avner ben Ner, elo haydi elo am shalo nerug birtzenei, except to notify the people that Avner was not murdered with his knowledge, with his permission. That people suspected that when Yoav and his brother killed Avner, that this was done with the permission and the desire of David. So therefore David wanted to clarify to everyone that it was an act done by Yoav alone, and that he bore no responsibility for it. Now the final halach of the Perek, halach Ches. Ein adam nichnas lamelach lanachamei ela avodov umish anothan leirushut likones. The only one that is allowed to go to the king to comfort him in his mourning period, the only ones are the king's servants, and anyone else who the king gives permission to enter. And one is not allowed to speak to the king words of comfort except when the king gives his permission. And only those words which the king gives permission to speak. And when the king is given his meal of havrah, everyone else sits on the ground and he sits on the dargish. A dargish is a sort of bed which has a leather seat which is held tight with straps which are tied to the frame, and it is considered more mechubed, a more honorable sort of throne than is a safso, as the Kohen Gadol sits on, as we mentioned previously, and the king is allowed to sit on such a dargish when the people come in to comfort him. Thank you for tuning in to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. For more information or to sponsor a parak, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us tomorrow for Perek Shmini.